You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
This edition of It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, your partner for global wealth creation. Welcome to It's My Money. It's My Money is brought to you by Brenthurst Wealth, and Brenthurst Wealth was voted South Africa's top boutique wealth manager in 2023. Today I'm speaking to Josh McCrae from Brenthurst, and we're going to talk about fine-tuning your investment strategy. Josh, welcome. Welcome back. I hope you get a nice rest over the Easter period, because we're going to talk about the first thing that your article highlights is the so-called 60-40 principle. Maybe you could explain that to us.
Yes. Well, the 60-40 investment strategy, which allocates 60% of a portfolio to equities and 40% to fixed income, has been a traditional approach for balanced portfolios. However, its relevance in 2024 has come under a bit of scrutiny due to evolving economic landscape with the potential for rising interest rates and increased market volatility. So investors may need to consider adjusting their allocations, maybe diversifying into alternative asset classes or increasing the equity portion, which could potentially offer better returns while managing risk.
Okay. This 60-40 principle has been very much at the forefront for most portfolios, but you highlight the volatility in markets, and it might not exactly be stand the test of time during these times. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's correct. So in recent years, the 60-40 strategy has faced quite a few significant challenges, particularly from low interest rates that have suppressed bond yields, which makes that fixed income portion less attractive. Additionally, heightened equity market volatility due to the pandemic, geopolitical factors, and now recession concerns has led to concerns about the adequacy of the equity portion in providing growth. So these factors have prompted investors to seek out new strategies that can adapt to changing market conditions while still providing a balance of growth and income.
Okay, so it's not so much that 60-40 is bad, it's just that during certain times it needs to be fine-tuned a bit. How would you fine-tune it in as we go into the second quarter of 2024?
Exactly. So it's not that it doesn't work anymore. The traditional 60-40 split between stocks and bonds is just expanding to include a variety of alternative assets. And this diversification can help mitigate risks and tap into new opportunities for growth. For example, real estate, which can offer potential for capital appreciation and rental income, it's a tangible asset that can provide a hedge against inflation, which traditionally that bond allocation has provided. Likewise, for commodities, investing in commodities like gold, oil, or agriculture products can offer protection during market volatility and inflationary periods. But more importantly, I think investors need to be flexible. Market conditions are constantly changing, and a rigid investment strategy won't always be the answer or serve your best interests. So flexibility allows you to adjust your asset allocation in response to market fluctuations.
Would you have a different attitude towards a strategy in an overseas portfolio versus a South African portfolio, because the conditions of the stock market in South Africa and, say, in the United States of America, completely different, Josh?
Yes, that's correct. And more importantly, the interest rate environment is very different. So you might have to adjust that allocation, that 60-40 split, whether it's local or offshore. And I think that's the most important aspect going forward, is that we're actually in a very different phase of the interest rate cycle now, which plays a huge role in this split.
Yeah, it does. And your paragraph asks a very difficult question. What does the future hold? At the moment, we're expecting inflation to remain a little bit stubborn, but ultimately come down to allow interest rates to come down as well. And the stock market is sort of anticipating that, because it's doing so well. And again, I'm really referencing international markets rather than South African markets. What do you think is going to be the future between now and the end of 2024?
Well, as you mentioned, you know, that everybody's anticipating a shift in the interest rate environment, with the Federal Reserve expected to lower rates in 2024. When that will come, we don't know. However, this is actually an excellent time to invest in fixed income. As rates rise, bond prices typically fall, which can negatively impact the fixed income portion of the portfolio. But conversely, falling interest rates can boost bond prices. So investors need to be mindful of the interest rate environment and consider the duration of their bond holdings, as well as the potential for rate changes to affect the equity investments. So as I mentioned, when interest rates decrease, the value of existing bonds typically increases. This is because new bonds are issued at the new lower rates, making the older, higher yielding bonds more valuable. Investors seeking income will pay a premium for bonds that lock in higher interest rate payments. So I think in the future, as we see these interest rates come down, we might see equity markets perform a little bit better. However, the important part is that this fixed income portion of the 60-40 split is actually going to be beneficial to have in your portfolio.
You say explore. You've got three ways to fine-tune your strategy, you say. You say, number one, explore more options. And you talk about things like real estate, commodities, and private markets. You have to be fairly sophisticated and have a fairly decent portfolio in order to do that, I would imagine.
Yes, that's correct. So as I mentioned, diversification can help mitigate risks and tap into new opportunities for growth. I mentioned real estate, commodities, or even some private equity. Another way to fine-tune your portfolio is to adapt to market changes. So investors can consider a more dynamic asset allocation strategy. This can involve regularly rebalancing the portfolio to respond to the market movements and incorporating a wider range of asset classes, which will be vital to getting sustainable and increased growth in your portfolio.
Flexibility is very important as well. That's your second point. One of the things that myself and your colleagues over the years have emphasized is don't try and time markets. Don't try and be too clever. But what you are advocating is flexibility without actually removing the core strategy. So again, it's a fine tune, a tweak, if you like.
Exactly. So it's about using tactical asset allocation to take advantage of short-term opportunities. The last thing you want to do is chase returns, but active management is still very important. And we're seeing that more and more as we're experiencing this volatility in the market. It's very important to be able to quickly change based on the macro and micro environment that's unfolding.
Sure. Point number three, smart choices. You say, look at different styles of investing. What do you mean by that?
So it's about incorporating different. When we think about diversification, most think about asset classes and bonds versus equities. But you can also diversify across different styles of investing. For example, using value investment philosophy instead, where you're buying equities based on the intrinsic value that they hold. So they priced at a much lower value than they're actually worth. So holding different investment styles in your portfolio can also be another diversification tool to enhance the returns in your portfolio.
And finally, you wrap it up by saying, if you have questions about applying this strategy or how to balance your portfolio appropriately, then reach out to a qualified financial advisor, for example, Josh McRae at Brentus Wealth, Granger Bay, Cape Town. Yeah, don't just blunder into it, in other words. Just seek some advice. That's what you're there for.
Yes, correct. So advisors can provide expertise in portfolio construction, risk management, and obviously financial planning. But importantly, they can offer insights into market trends and help their investors avoid common pitfalls. Moreover, advisors can assist in creating a personalized investment strategy that aligns with their goals and risk tolerance.
Josh, thank you very much for your excellent advice. That's Josh McRae from Brentus Wealth. And that was It's My Money. It's My Money was brought to you by Brentus Wealth, an award-winning boutique wealth management company.